I've had some arguments over the years at Macquarie Group AGMs about the practice of having PwC as the auditor of the headstock, i.e. Macquarie Bank or Macquarie Group, as well as auditor of most of the satellites. Now, Babcock and Brown, God bless it, claims to take the governance high road by having a different policy where they have Ernst and, or they have one auditor at the headstock and different auditors at all the satellites. I understand that the Macquarie Group as a whole is PwC's biggest and most lucrative client in Australia, that the total fees are somewhere between 50 and 100 million a year. It's been a good gig for them. And I just want to hear from Mr. Andrews about his background in terms of previous dealings with Macquarie, Macquarie Satellites, and how independent he feels, knowing that if he stuck his head up and took a stand on something like it's about time we bit the bullet with a $500 million write-down on Southern Cross 10, whether that could somehow jeopardise PwC's most lucrative relationship in the Australian market.
So you'd like Mr. Andrews to comment on his professional ethics and independence?
On his independence as a partner within a structure which relies on Macquarie for an enormous amount of its fee revenue in this market, yes.
Mr. Andrews?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mayne, look, happy to comment again in the context of the audit of Macquarie Media, which I'm, Macquarie Media Group, which I'm responsible for. In answer to your question, clearly different banks have different views about the practice of using separate audit firms for the bank itself and for their satellite vehicles. There are a lot larger and longer standing banks than Babcock's that you refer to that have the other view, as well as Macquarie. Similar to some of the Chairman's comments on some of those debates earlier, there are two views, and we really don't express a view as a firm that we think one is better than the other. We're happy to act in either capacity, either for a bank where we might audit the satellites, or otherwise we have other clients where we would only audit the satellites or perhaps only audit the bank. That's a matter that we see for the banks and the satellites themselves. In terms of our obligations as auditor, they are quite clear. Under the Corporations Act and under the auditing standards, we're required to comply with the law. Personally, I audit three Macquarie satellite vehicles, and I don't have direct involvement in auditing the bank. But my obligations in terms of signing the audit reports on each of those satellite vehicles is, as I said, very clear, and my audit report certainly would not be compromised based on not forming my own view on the numbers that I'm legally responsible to audit in the vehicle itself.
Thank you, and I think I should say that as a board of directors, we have to satisfy ourselves that PricewaterhouseCoopers is providing a professional and legal service to us. And I'd ask Mr. Christobor whether he'd wish to comment as chairman of our audit committee in that regard.
Thank you, Max. The audit committee meets regularly with PricewaterhouseCoopers as the auditors, and we spend a lot of time going through their reports. And I can say that we are totally satisfied that they provide a full and independent review as they're required to do without any outside influence.